Well, good evening, gentlemen. Judge Solomon presiding over this court case. This happened in the States. Where else? This is a picture of a femme, 25 years of age. Apparently this guy in the red truck had hit her car in some way and didn't stop. Of course, it could be he didn't even know he hit her, as it was a minor accident. Very minor. But anyway, she phoned the police and the dispatcher told her to stay in her car and not follow him to get his tags, as this femme suggested that's what she was going to do. But she went ahead anyway. Now, I think she cut him off, then got out of her car, and I believe she actually punched the guy first. Then she drew her pistol and shot him twice, which killed him. Of course, in the court, she said she didn't mean to shoot him. She apparently said he grabbed the gun, and in the struggle, it went off. She kind of blamed him for shooting himself. But unfortunately for her, there was witnesses about, which told a completely different story, how it went down. But that's just typical of a femme lying and blaming somebody else. It's pretty obvious she's got a bad temper about her, which is quite unusual for such a young femme. And it's pretty sad that a man lost his life, or anybody loses their life like this, in a minor traffic accident, which apparently is what it was. And this is the person that she killed, a 62-year-old man. How was this person ever allowed to have a gun in the first place? I'm sure this isn't the only time she's lost her cool, but everything she said on the stand was a complete and utter lie. And it's very lucky there was passers-by who actually saw something completely different. Thankfully, she was found guilty. And of course, here comes the tears. She's not crying for the man she killed. She's crying for herself. But fancy claiming the man actually shot himself. Yeah, that's right, love. It was goddamn suicide. Couldn't just admit she lost her temper and it just got out of hand. Apparently her sentencing is Friday. Would be interesting to see what she gets. Of course, the death penalty's off the table, but what a waste of a life of a 25-year-old femme. And of course, the 62-year-old man's life. Maybe she should have listened to the dispatcher and said, just sat there and wait for the police to arrive. Oh, I bet she wished she had it done now. Anyway, this sort of thing plays itself out every day, and the courts are completely gummed up with this sort of stuff that never even needed to happen in the first place. Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. I'll put a link to the story down below.
Judge Solomon, what's your verdict?
Guilty. Throw away the key.